before the Delta variant surge, we had made the decision of the 5-day because Hawaii was experiencing that even though they had a 72-hour test from the mainland to come into the state of Hawaii, people would go, would get infected during, within 48 hours, within 24 hours before departure from the mainland. That's after they do their entry test. And then they would arrive and they would test positive in the state of Hawaii. So in consulting with the Hawaii Department of Health, they made their recommendation and supported our recommendation that to do the 5-day test in Hawaii because of the viral load. So for example, what that means is if you come through LAX or Seattle Airport and you accidentally pick up the virus there for whatever reason, you're not going to, a 48-hour test or a 24-hour test, if you were transiting straight through Hawaii to come to American Samoa, that test wouldn't pick that up because there hasn't been enough viral load in your system.